Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
On the video today, which the video sometimes has a different title than what the podcast becomes, I decided to just go with outnumbered.
Yes.
I was going to go with don't get child trafficked.
Thank you for changing the title.
Yes. A discussion we're going to have real quick here. Child sex trafficking is an issue. And we were talking about
very
this.
Very serious issue.
And we'll get into this later. Steph was saying that kids need to go to the bathroom. And you were going to send your 4 or 5-year-old to the bathroom by yourself?
Yeah. So we went to a buffet last night. My husband and I and our 3 kids. So right away, we're outnumbered. And then, of course, the scenario happened. My husband took my son to the bathroom. I'm at the table with the 2 girls. One of them's in a high chair. The 5-year-old is like, Mommy, now I have to go to the bathroom. So I'm like, well, there, just run to the bathroom. You know where it is. You know how to go. But I don't have eyes on her the whole time.
How come when it's an optimum prime, we're like, hey, if anyone needs to go to the bathroom, let's go to the bathroom. I don't need to go. Brother goes to the bathroom, and now it's I need to go.
Exactly. Yeah. So now it was too late, because usually my husband just takes all the kids then. Like, okay let's go. Yeah. And he'll just be nearby at least. Where, of course, we were in the table all the way in the back of the restaurant. So now I don't have eyes on her. And then my wheels start turning like, oh, crap. Is this going to be one of those scenarios? Mom let child go to the bathroom by herself at a buffet and she got kidnapped.
FYI, that will never be the headline for you. It will be local radio personality. That's going first. Just so you know, anytime something happens, you're no longer get to be mom. You're now local radio personality. Fill in the blank of whatever happened to you.
Exactly.
And what I said to you is, and you're worried about the child trafficking. While it is a problem in the world, not so much in Wisconsin.
Yes.
It's more of people importing kids or their parents putting them in. I got in an argument one time with my ex about Lily, and she's always worried about Lily getting kidnapped. And I was like, kidnapping is not nearly as prevalent as you think it is. And she tried to pull up some crazy statistic that every year 50,000 kids are kidnapped.
Okay.
And I went, okay, let's do the math on that. It was like 300 and some a day. I went, if that is a true number.
In the United States alone or worldwide?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing worldwide. And I still think that number is insanely high.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if that was true in the United States, that would be over 300 a day. That's all they would talk about in the news. Hey, another child was kidnapped. I mean, think about this. Do you know anyone who was kidnapped or anyone that had their children? I know we had the big one in Wisconsin, the Jamie Clausen. There's things like that are going to happen every once in a while.
And that's why it made national news, because it was so rare.
That's right.
So I see where you're
someone
going with
someone going
this.
Up and snatching a child. Most of the, quote, kidnappings that they're calling it involve mom and dad not bringing the kid back.
Yeah, some dispute going on with an ex-girlfriend, hey, ex-boyfriend, ex-spouse.
That's what, I see what you almost mean. All of them are. While it is a major problem, but there are very few children being nabbed from the Johnson Creek Pizza Ranch. I mean, there would be task forces. Like, now, down in other third world countries, hell, don't be sending that kid. Leash them children to you, you know, because that's a possibility down there, you know, or over there or wherever there, you know, there may be. But here in Johnson Creek, I think you're going to be okay.
You know? And then, of course, my husband then and I lock eyes, and then Stella's running to the bathroom. So I'm like, let's take each other out. Okay, now I'm going to go to the bathroom with her. And then I'm glad I did, because she goes into the handicap stall and just keeps the door wide open, and she's sitting there peeing. I'm like, Stella, you got to close the door. She's a weasel.
Isn't she the one that runs around the backyard naked?
No, that's Claire.
Oh, okay. Good Lord. Yeah, no problem with all these kids over there. Now,
privacy. I'm like, close the door. Privacy, privacy.
I thought you were going to have an issue with him going in the handicap stall. That's the stall that I use as well. You more leg room in there. It's
well,
roomy.
As a family, we usually go in there because I'm with Stella and Claire and Bryce. So the three of us will usually take up the big stall.
I'm by myself. I like to stretch out a little bit sometimes.
Oh, jeez.
You know, it's a nicer stall. Usually it's cleaner because people are afraid. You ever been using a handicap stall and come out and a handicapped person was waiting to go in?
No, I have not.
I have. That's embarrassing. You kind of want to limp a little bit just to kind of be like, same team, you know? Because you do feel bad, but it's like, hey, I knew I was going to be in there for a few minutes, and I was looking for the extra comfort, so I decided to go. No, sorry, you had to wait. Like, your life isn't hard enough.
I know.
I don't take handicapped parking spaces, though.
No way.
And I mean mug the hell out of people when I see them doing that at the grocery store, and usually say something to them under my breath.
Of course.
But handicapped bathroom stall, that's fair game. That's fair game.
But then I thought we should have been on a TV comedy last night, because then finally, Stella's done going to the bathroom, Bryce is done going to the bathroom, okay, we can finally start going through the buffet line, and then all of a sudden, I get the bubble guts.
No, it's not. No.
What is happening here?
Rumble-anus is what I call that one.
Like, what is going on? I'm with Bryce, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, Brad, you got to take Bryce. I run back to the table. I'm like, he's in line for the pizza, and they're little. They don't know how to grab at the food out of the buffet line.
Hot things up there, too.
Yes.
Yeah. They might come back with pineapple on their pizza, and then you got to disown them. What did you do?
Oh, my gosh.
You've embarrassed this family. It's a good thing your mom's in the bathroom and can't see you do this.
Like, what is happening? One time, I went to that same buffet with all three kids by myself.
Well, I don't know why.
Because I'm Superwoman. I could do this.
No.
I was trying to test myself, and then I learned, I can't do it. I purposely picked a table where I could keep eyes on each kid while they're eating, while I'm in the buffet line with the other kid. But it was just way too much work, and I couldn't relax.
Yeah, you're just like the title here. You're very outnumbered in that situation. No matter how awesome you are. If I had three kids, I would never get out of the car somewhere. Like, such a terrible idea.
I love getting out with them, though.
At the park, at home, at grandma's.
At different grocery stores, but I have to know what kind of cart I'm using and who's in the cart and how we're holding on to the cart.
They now have the new carts where they have, like, not new, but they had them back when I used to do carts. Where they have, like, the two kid seats.
Yes, but they only have them at certain stores, including Menards.
Hy-Vee doesn't have them.
Hy-Vee has them now?
No, I haven't seen them.
They don't have them?
You haven't seen them.
Lake Mills Market has them.
What Hy-Vee
does have,
though, my favorite
is Costco.
They do have the mini carts for the kids. Get in their own shopping carts. That way they can slam into your ankles.
I was going to say, those are the worst ideas because the wheels on those are not good. They're the very wiggly kind. So then my two oldest kids are then all of a sudden wiggling all over the store. They're knocking each other. They're knocking into people's ankles, like you said.
Yeah.
So those don't work.
See, back when, Isabel, my daughter, just came back into my life after 10 years. But when she was before, she was a baby. And I would get her and Lily on the weekends. And on Friday, I'd pick both of them up. And we'd always have to go to the store to get the stuff that we'd need for the weekend because I'm not going to the store after that. So we'd go one time. And Isabel was small enough where she'd get loaded in the car seat.
Yes.
You know, a lot of what's really great is the car seat industry and the cart industry got in together, and your car seat will lock into your shopping cart. Like, it locks in.
Not if you're at Target. Those carts do not lock in.
Those plastic
suck.
Ones, no. The ones at Woodman's did and the ones at other grocery stores did. So I would do that. But then, now I got to bring in two kids, diaper bag, Lily's suitcase, all this stuff, and a car full of groceries. So we lived on the second level of an apartment. So I take the kids inside, leave everything in there, tell Lily, who was three at the time, watch your sister. Who is still in the car seat, run back outside after I lock the door, grab all the groceries in one load because I'm a guy, run back inside. It's just, when you're outnumbered, you got to find a way to
Hey, you know
work
that
smart.
Cart that I use here at the station now?
Yeah.
We bought one of those carts for helping me out with all that.
Oh, jumping on air here, radio show. Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. High of 48, mostly cloudy skies. It is a touch breezy out there. So just watch out. Hold on to your hats. It is 45 at 5:43.
In case you missed it yesterday, one of our favorites after a Packers game is getting caught up with Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan. And we got to see what side of the fence he was on with this, with that really icky win.
So last night was a victory, but I, as a Packer fan, don't really feel the best about it. But we got to get...
I feel icky.
We got to get an in-depth feeling as to what happened last night. So, our resident Packer expert, Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan, how you feeling this morning?
Hey there, gang. You know, hey, by any means necessary, we're 5-1, and a win is a win is a win.
You are right about that, but
Marty,
my worry is they didn't play that great against the Lions. I get that against someone who's good, like, much as it hurts me to say this, the Patriots. Mm-hmm. But the Lions, really?
hey, you know, I mean, any given Sunday, to beat a dead horse or use a cliche here, you know, it's a game of inches. And Detroit's been playing teams tough this year. They played Kansas City tough in the same way. You know, they've gotten some tough wins. And, yeah, last night was, believe it or not, last night was for first place in the NFC North. So, you know, doesn't matter if you're playing the Vikings, the Bears, or the Lions. It's important to get a win in that one.
Marty, earlier, one of our listeners, Melissa, said, hey, it's finally time that the refs are on our side. We've seen enough bad ref calls against us.
Yes. Yeah, and that's, you know, I've been saying the same thing. Everybody's been talking about, oh, the refs jobbed the Lions out of a game. Yeah, tell me about the refs jobbing your team out of a game. Let's bring it back to September 24th. 2012, where the replacement refs were so bad in the infamous Fail Mary game that the Packers got jobbed so hard that it effectively ended an NFL referee strike.
Yeah. Yeah, you are right about that. Was it Golden Tate? Was he the one that caught that ball? I think it was.
You know, I mean, I don't want to revisit it too hard. I still got PTSD from that night, but you know, it was. It was Golden Tate and M.D. Jennings on that play. And, yeah, they both came down with the ball. Technically, should have been a Packers win, but not the case that night.
Yeah, I suppose. So last night was a late night. You know, we get up early in the morning and have to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Do you have any hard time getting up? Because I'm guessing you're celebrating a little bit while you're watching the game. Do you have any difficulty getting up and being with us right now? I mean, it's early morning hours.
Yeah.
You know, I used to, but now PBR makes those spiked coffee beers. And
that's good.
You just jam about three of those bad boys back in the morning. You're good to go.
Oh, my gosh, Marty.
Ready to take on the day.
Who are we playing against next?
Oh, well, we're playing Raiders? The Raiders next.
Okay.
You know,
the Raiders, they're 3-2. But one of those wins are against the Bears, so they're like 2-2. I think Green Bay's got a pretty good shot in that one. It's at Lambeau, you know. It's going to be tough. I'm saying 24-10, Green Bay next week.
All right.
Do you think there's any chance we can get those same referees back for next week? Just in case.
I hope so. Like, was one of those guys related to Vince Lombardi or something? What happened last night? That was wild.
Thank you for checking in with us, Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan. Always love hearing from you.
Hey, good talking to you guys. You take care.
Yeah, jumping back to Marty there real quick. And Packer fans, you just need to admit. Just need to admit we got one. It's okay. They're not going to take it away from you and stop with the yeah buts.
Honesty is the best medicine.
Yeah, and you know, I'm a Steeler fan. You know, when something goes in their favor, I go, hey, that probably wasn't pass interference, but we'll take that one. You know, I mean, just understand that you got one this time.
Jumping on our Facebook page, a lot of great comments are coming in with our conversation today. Aaron saying, that's why we stopped with just two kids, going back to being outnumbered.
Yeah.
And I know, it's tough. Claire was our happy mistake. Is that the right way of saying
accidentally
it?
Accidentally on purpose.
Do you want to hear that story real quick?
Yeah, should I get some soft music playing here? All right, let me dim the lights and light some candles.
I want to interview comedian Jim Gaffigan so much.
He has like three, he has seven kids.
Yes, he has a lot of kids.
Yeah.
But it happened because we were in a good mood after seeing him in a performance. And we went to see, it was our anniversary date night.
Oh. So one of these times where you didn't pass out of the hotel.
Yeah. Totally my fault, though. I was on birth control for like over 10 years, okay? So I'm like, there are a couple times, and this is a PSA. You're like, okay, so, I skipped my pill. That's okay. I'll just double up the next day. Science! I'm one of those people. I was like, I'll just double up the next day. Well, we had sex on that day that I did not take my pill.
Really?
And after 10 plus years on the pill, I'm like, yeah, it's okay. Oopsies, got pregnant. So if you are on the pill, be strict with the pill.
Go with the patch.
Or the patch. There's so many things nowadays.
My daughter, you know, she's on the patch for a couple medical reasons. But one of the things was she's a teenager. She can't remember where she's going when she's walking places.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure this isn't a problem. She puts a patch on, changes it once a month. Boom.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
Only thing is, like, she'll tell me, like, tomorrow I'm out of patches. Why didn't you tell me that a week ago? Now we got to go and get you, you know, like, now I got to run out quick and go get you another patch.
And so that's why my husband now has a vasectomy.
That will take care of it.
That'll take care of it.
Yeah. When I got my hernia surgery last year, we're going to get a vasectomy at the same time because it's the exact same area.
Okay.
So they said, well, maybe the same surgeon might be able to do it, or we have to bring in another surgeon to come do it, which seems like a total waste of money to me, which it is. And they said, but only if the surgeons agree to work together. And sometimes they don't want to do that. And then there was a bit of an issue with that, so we said, no, we're not going to do it. But here's the deal: when I was getting my pre-consult with the surgeon for the hernia, he goes, just so you know, there is a possibility I snip your vas deferens, which is what you get cut for a vasectomy. And I went, oh, well, perfect, because I was hoping to get a vasectomy, but we couldn't work it out. And he goes, oh, well, yeah, but I can't do it on purpose. And I went,
come on,
or won't.
Oh, that's good.
And because if there's a worry that you might accidentally clip it, just sneeze a little. Just get a little cough. Just clip it.
Come on.
And that's like, I 100% trust. I'm trusting you to go inside my body now with tools. I trust you to be able to handle this thing. You know, like, if you accidentally hit it, you can fix it, right? And he goes, well, yeah, of course. I went, well, then what's the problem? You know, I was like, we're now running into a won't, not a can't. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I can't do that. And I went, no, you just don't want to be all that you can be right now is really what the problem is. You don't want to use all of your abilities to help me out. I said, I'll pay for it still.
Yeah.
Charge me for it. That's fine. But I don't want to go under twice. You know, and here's the deal.
You don't go under.
That's the thing, is I would have to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way I would not be. I would probably have a stroke or a heart. My blood pressure would get so high that they even said to my wife afterwards, like, hey, you may want to watch his blood pressure. Does he get worked up a lot? And she was like, sometimes. And like, you may want to watch his blood pressure. And I was like, stop back talking, nurse.
Does he get worked up a lot? Listen to Social Mornings podcast.
I make it worked up. Don't Facebook message him. Can I ask you a question? As long as you don't do that, he won't get worked up.
I think we should end with 9797's joke. If people have less kids, there will be less reality shows.
That's not a bad thing. We could use a few less Honey Boo Boos.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What was the coolest procedure to watch? Aaron, did you watch Bob's vasectomy? I don't know if Bob had a vasectomy, but...
Well, it's because you were into watching your husband get snipped up. That's why you're like, yeah, I gave birth to these babies. Now it's your turn, you son of a... Yeah. Yeah. Make it painful on him. Can you make it more painful? Here's something that bothered me. Did you have to go in for the consult with your husband for his vasectomy?
No, we were in California.
they asked. Now, my wife couldn't make it, but they said, hey, we prefer it if your wife comes in with you for the consult for your vasectomy. And I said, why? And they said, well, because it's a marital issue. And I went, but it's my body. And they said, yeah, but do we want to make sure that your wife knows what's going on? Like, it was so backwoods, and it's the norm with a lot of vasectomies, is they want to make sure that the wife, and I was like, but it's my body. Like, what has nothing to do with her? Keep your laws off my body. What? How come that doesn't work for me? Like, that works for...
Double standard.
Yeah, and once again, I don't want to be back to yeah, buts. You know, like we're talking about, double standard guy is yeah, but guy. But even Mackenzie was like, why the hell do I have to be here? What business is out of mine what he wants to do? You know,
one person must have been sued at one point where they were married and
didn't know.
And didn't know. And
then the wife was like, it'd be worse if things got reversed. Man. You know, like that's, to me, like if you can't have kids, okay. But if someone goes off and then all of a sudden you can, like you hear like, I've heard about this a lot, where she's supposed to be on birth control, then she stops taking her birth control,
right.
And now they've got a kid that he doesn't want, and he's now responsible for,
because
he knows that's not his thing.
Yeah,
I mean that, but you know, the other way, I can't see that being. Oh yeah, so then we had really great sex, and no one had a kid. Boo! Who's mad about that? Like that's. That's all cake. That's that's finding a way to have the same flavored cake with no calories in it. You know what I mean? All right, we'll wrap up on that.
Okay, let's wrap on that.
All right, have a good day.
That was a fun conversation, everybody.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.